For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Me and B are live down in Miami. Commanders joint practice against the Dolphins just wrapped, and I will say, damn near definitively, this was just a really strong session for both teams. I think both teams kind of, you know, got some wins. Both teams took some L's. It did end on a little bit of a tough note for the Burgundy and Gold as McLaurin, I think, slipped coming out of a break, and Kendall Fuller got a pick on Jaden Daniels to wrap things up. But I'm telling you, man, this was a good session, and the Jets was not for Washington, but this one really was. I think, you know, the Miami speed is so significant, and I think the secondary actually held up a little bit. We're going to try to talk with some folks that have been watching throughout. We're going to see if perhaps we get a player to join us. I'm going to be honest. We were in a really good position to get a player to join us when they were outside on the practice fields. But once they went inside, I'm not sure we're going to get a player to walk back outside. We were in a strong position.
We were in a stronghold.
But
now it changes.
Yeah. Now I don't know that. I don't know. We'll see.
Yes.
But B, I was just saying, I think this is a really strong day of practice for both ball clubs.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I just did a little thing with the Commanders PR, but their social media team, and my words, and I meant them, was that, you know, I think when you look out there on the field, they didn't look lost. They look like they belong. And you want to see young guys who you see the coaches constantly mention, you want to see those guys go out there and perform. And Mikey Sanders still a rookie, one-on-one on Tyreek Hill, and the defense was able to get to Tua, the ball floats, and he was able to knock that ball down and be there. And then you got another guy who's completely on a different end of the spectrum in Tyler Owens, undrafted. And the coaches mention his name, and then every day you see him making a play, and you can understand why they're excited about the young man. And he's also making them be more excited about him by making play after play after play.
Even more than that, man, I think you look at – now, the Dolphins certainly lost Christian Wilkins. That was a huge loss for them. That's a stud in the middle of that D-line. But I do think having – now, we got to confirm this. I know Coleman was here but didn't do any team drills. I'm almost positive, but I don't want to say it just in case. I'm going to confirm it. But I believe you saw Lucas and Wiley out there. That makes – for like we had I love him. Dear friend of mine. I know he drives you crazy, but you love him too, Barstool Nate.
Mm-hmm.
And Barstool Nate's very upset that they haven't addressed tackle. But in that Jets practice, man, they didn't have tackles out there. They had Chris Paul and Trent Scott who – if you get to your fourth tackle on your roster, you're probably in trouble. It doesn't matter if it's the Kansas City Chiefs, the Rams, the Bills, like whatever team. You get to a fourth tackle, you're probably in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Now you are at, I don't know, I think Coleman was certainly tracking to win the job. I think the team also wanted him to win the job.
Yeah.
But you're at least your 1A and your 2 between Wiley. And dude, if that interior is better, like you keep talking about, you know what'll help the secondary is the pass rush.
Yeah.
If the interior of the offensive line is significantly better than it was last year, and it was really bad to start last season, that helps the guys on the edges tremendously.
It does.
And dude, for one thing I keep seeing, Kliff is gonna have two tight ends on the field a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kliff will have three tight ends on the field more than he has. Like, everybody thinks he's going to line up with five wideouts and stuff.
Well,
like,
that's not who, that's not necessarily who he is, and you can see that in the first preseason game. And I think you mentioned this earlier. Across the board, all the quarterbacks, they perform well, which means that he's getting something to him and Tavita. They're getting the information to those players, and they're taking it and they're working on it. And then when they go out there on the football field, they're doing what the coaches expect of them. But, I mean, I'm watching Kliff, and you see him working little movements, just adjusting one guy from one side to the other. That makes the defense have to show you what they're in or what they're doing. And he made plays against them. You know, so and the more I look at him since he's gotten here, air raid is a part of his history, not who he is.
Right. I mean, you were an option quarterback that became a third down back and a punt returner. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I used to do? You know what my first job was out of college? I sold insurance. People evolve. Life changes, man.
Exactly.
Like things happen, dude. And I think there's a little bit of a misnomer with Kingsbury specifically. We got players talking. There's going to be some really interesting discussion from this session because I think they got really good freaking work in today.
They did. They did. And I didn't see any scuffles out there, did you?
Nah, I mean, I think Andre Jones, to me, a scuffle is when two dudes are actually throwing punches and to the point where one dude gets tackled.
Well, I think Dan said pushing is pushing. If they push, fine. If they don't start, if you don't throw a punch, I don't see other people run up the sideline and do anything. If you two are just pushing each other, you basically look at it and say, oh, they don't want to do anything. So if you people got frustrated, and you should. If you're going against somebody, if you are serious about your craft, if somebody gets the best of you, you're going to get frustrated, you know? And you come back and you try to get them the next time. But I have never had a problem with the getting upset and things happening. I just don't like to see people grabbing helmets swinging at.
Sure, it's dumb.
Yeah.
Dude, to me, it's football. Like, when you watch a regular season game and there's a little pushing and shoving after a first down and somebody points their arm out, the refs don't call that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Supreme Court definition of pornography. I know it when I see it. Like, you know the difference in football between a fight and, like, some pushing, some shoving, some jawing. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think far too much gets made of it.
Totally.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.